right then. Pelican Landing, preliminary site plan on Route 24, John J. Williams Highway.
This is a preliminary site plan for an 87,800 square foot shopping center. It's located on 14.11 acres. It's broken down into three separate parcels. They are all zoned B1. Parcel one contains 70,400 square feet of retail space on 11.89 acres. Parcel two contains 4,100 square feet of area for a bank, fast food restaurant, or retail that's located on 0.98 acres. Parcel three contains 13,300 square feet for a drugstore or other commercial use that's located on 1.23 acres. Setbacks for each parcel meet the minimum requirements of the zoning ordinance. There is an area on parcel two that needs to be noted what it is, since there's an encroachment into the front yard setback. 439 total parking spaces are required, 450 are proposed. There's a note on the site plan indicating that a shared parking agreement will be utilized and that the commission would have to approve that agreement. There's a 50-foot buffer from tidal wetlands. Central sewer will be provided by the county. Central water will be provided by Tidewater Utilities. None of the structures are located in the flood zone. There's a solid vegetation or a 6-foot solid fence is provided to screen the parking areas from the adjacent residential uses. The site plan meets the requirements for preliminary approval. Final site plan approval should be subject to the commission's review and approval, since the shared parking agreement would need to be approved by Mr. Robertson and the commission. And we previously provided you a copy of this site plan.
Shane, in reviewing this site plan and looking at the partial two, where you raised a question about the an encroachment,
mm-hmm.
What part of that is it, or in terms of the encroachment?
If you look at the front of it, see where that 25-foot interior driveway is?
Yes.
And then they show the broken 60-foot building setback line?
Yes.
The actual building and the sidewalk, there's like a long rectangular piece.
Uh-huh.
They didn't abide. According to their legend, it's not part of the sidewalk, so I was assuming it was part of the building.
Okay.
And it could be an overhang. It may not be. But they would need to know what that is.
Okay, so looking at the drawing, we don't know what that piece of the structure is, isn't it?
Right.
And is there anyone here representing this project?
No.
Mr. Chairman, concerning, well, I'm sorry, I'm jumping. Does anyone have any other questions or concerns?
You know what they're talking about?
Yeah. This piece right here.
I was looking on the wrong end. Oh, that little strip.
We don't know what that is here.
They don't have a reference on their logo on what it is on the side.
See where you at? This there by J.D. Shuckers, right? Is that an overhang?
J.D. Shuckers, okay.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I remember saying anything about that.
Yes.
That's a good sidewalk. Take materials, they don't show that on there.
It says a fence or a solid fence separating the from the residence. Is that true on the east side of the plan as well? You got residents
on that side. That was part of Fox Hollow subdivision. That side.
Okay, but what about these guys over here?
I don't see the same thing on that side. Not noted anyway. Should be the same. It's next to residential lot. That's because of the parking. This is parking lot too.
Yeah, there's parking right there.
Yeah, but if it's parking within a 5 feet line, you got a screen. That's parking right on the street.
Because this is in outside of that line there, there's no fence needed here. Is that old house?
The old house. I thought the old house on the site was being removed.
Oh, right there.
This says proposed solid vegetation or fence, there you go.
Okay.
It's on there.
It's on both sides.
The note was under, had some shading underneath it. There's proposed fencing adjacent to residential properties on both sides.
Well, gentlemen, my concern is that we may or may not have a building that's encroaching on the front yard setback, and I'd like, for one, would like to hear from the owner of the property or the designer of this to fill us in on that before we act upon it.
Before action.
So, Mr. Chairman, concerning Pelican Landing preliminary site plan off of Route 24, my motion is for deferral for further information from the applicant and for the commission to have more time to consider the site plan.
Second.
So moved and seconded to defer action on Pelican Landing preliminary site plan on Route 24, John J. Williams Highway. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed?